Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, all is not well at Buckingham Palace these days. So what else is new, right? After Prince Harry, who is sixth, in case you're counting, in line to inherit the British throne, and his American wife, Meghan Markle, dropped a sort of royal bombshell on the family, announcing this week that they are stepping back from royal duties. They're going to split time between the UK and North America, likely Canada. And by all accounts, Queen Elizabeth is not exactly pleased by this development.
Darren Adam is a presenter on LBC, leading Britain's conversation radio out of London. Darren, what is the conversation?
Well, good evening or good afternoon. What happens here is that when a royal story breaks, Buckingham Palace issue a statement. And so we don't say that the Queen is disappointed. We say that Buckingham Palace is disappointed. So first of all, we have to get our heads around the strangeness of an inanimate object being disappointed.
The whole building is disappointed.
The windows are frowning.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So what has happened is, as you alluded to there, Harry and Meghan revealed yesterday that they intend to step back as senior members of the royal family. Harry will remain sixth in line to the throne. They work to, or plan to work, to become financially independent. Now, I guess that just means getting a job, as far as I can tell. I'm proud to say that I've enjoyed financial independence from my grandmother for all of my life. I don't know about you two, but it's interesting that Meghan is in a fairly unique position in the royal family in that she knows what it is like to have a job. She has a trade. She is an actress. She has the experience of turning up at a place of work and exchanging her talents and skills and labor for money. So it's actually not unreasonable to imagine that they might make a go of this. The conversation in this country, as far as it goes, does seem to center around not just the disappointment of the Queen, but the fact that the upper echelons of the royal family, including the Queen, were not informed about this. It was a unilateral declaration of independence, if you will. And the bombshell announcement, for those who care about such things, and there's a very great number of them, will continue to have ramifications for some time, I think.
So what happened for non-royal watchers who haven't been paying attention? She's talked before about what the press coverage has been like for her. How has she been received since the marriage?
Well, as you know from our previous conversations, this is not necessarily a story to which I've been paying the very closest attention. But it is certainly the case that Meghan Markle was, as far as I can tell, was welcomed into the royal family by most people. There was a utterly dispiriting and disgusting undercurrent of racism, as far as one can tell. Harry, of course, has had his own very real issues with the press, not least in terms of the way that his late mother was treated. And so there is a sense that the two of them together have decided that the treatment that they have received and are likely to receive going forward has made them think, well, do you know what, why don't we just get out of this institution? It's also worth remembering that the opprobrium that's being poured on this couple's heads today in the UK for making this decision and upsetting the Queen or whatever it is they're supposed to have done. Harry certainly was not born into was born into this institution. He was not given a choice. And some of the conversation we had last night in LBC was from people saying, we have a contract, you know, we pay for the royal family, therefore we own them to an extent, and we get to expect that they don't do things like this. And of course, I not unreasonably, I think, pointed out that Harry's been in this institution from birth, and there is no contract lawyer that would presumably hold someone to a contract if they've been in since they were born.
You never met my former agent, but why don't they just renounce the whole thing, period? Instead of this sort of wishy-washy, we're going to step back, but we're not stepping totally out, and we're going to kind of be royal, but we're not all that royal. Why don't they just say, you know what, we're fed up with the whole thing, we're going to both get jobs, the heck with it?
Because I think if they were to do that, that they would actually come under even greater criticism. That would be perceived by these people who follow this story, who are impossible to please and all completely off the page nuts. royal watchers, and there are so many of them, they would criticize this couple even more if they turned their back on the royal family in an even less ambiguous fashion. I agree, that would be the sensible thing to do. I also suspect it's what they probably want to do. This was maybe felt by them to be some kind of compromise. It doesn't appear to have pleased many people, though.
They're going to get pitches for like 10 different production companies, though, or something like that. I mean, that's going to be the job, I'd assume.
They could do, they
she's
could
an
do
actress. He does nonprofit work, charity work all over the place.
No offense, Mike. They could do our show.
I mean, they could probably.
what is likely, of course.
Anyone can do this show.
People have talked about this, that Meghan Markle will end up playing herself on The Crown on Netflix.
It's a job. It's great.
I'd watch that,
you know?
Episode.
That yeah,
I would watch that one.
And the Best Actress Award goes to Darren Adam, presenter on LBC Radio out of London.
Okay. Queen's upset.
You ever sent like a really important email or something?
Yeah.
You know, you take that breath before you go hit send.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine like you're about to hit that statement? Like,
dear Queen,
I'm quitting the royal family. Okay, here we go.
Click.